Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving, Living and Thriving, Living and Thriving with Rusty. Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. It's Living and Thriving time, and guess what? I'm Rusty. Today, I have to tell you, I have got that old Asian flu called dragon ass. I'm dragon ass pretty bad today. I woke up at 2:30 this morning and have not been able to go back to sleep. So I'm already on my ninth hour of existence on this planet. The sunrise is absolutely gorgeous. I can't even tell you what it's like to lie in bed and watch the shadows take form into trees and buildings. It's just so beautiful. I feel very blessed living here in the tropics with all the animals and the amazing breeze. We're supposed to have a nice storm come in today. It is becoming raining season here. That'll taper off the humidity. I have been very fortunate to be traveling around the world during the pandemic on a virtual level, talking to people from every nook and cranny that I can find in regards to what they're doing at this time to increase their positivity, to increase their business, to increase their feelings about their place in this world. And it has been a phenomenal experience. I started a YouTube series, so definitely go to YouTube and check it out. Subscribe every day, well, Monday through Friday at noon, you'll see a new guest, and Saturday and Sundays are kind of replay days, so check it out. I have about 120 to 155, if everybody confirms, booked for the rest of the year, so that's quite a bit of Living and Thriving to check out. I'm really excited about that. Throughout my travels, I've met some really interesting people. And John Paul from Charm Wish PR is going to be joining us in a few minutes. And he's a character. So this is going to be a real fun interview. Go get your popcorn, grab a drink, sit down. I think this is going to be a lot of fun because he's got a personality unlike any other I've ever encountered. So we're going to have fun with that. And definitely, if you need assistance with your PR, check out his links that are associated here on Blog Talk Radio. I am finishing up my second course with Your Own University that I'll be teaching in August. I will be teaching at the end of this month. So definitely go to my website to Rusty's online courses. Click on, it's a free half an hour high-level overview on how to take your dreams and turn them into attainable goals, something that's very, very hard for people to do, and especially in a world that's so distracted. So come and check it out. Come and join me on Saturday, the 22nd, one of those 2 days. It's on my website. And let's see what we can create together. So I'm super excited about that opportunity, as well as I've had a few producers contact me. So Living and Thriving is definitely taking shape. It's growing, and I owe it all to you. So many blessings, and thank you for sharing. Sharing is caring. That's how we pay the bills here. And I'm just couldn't be more grateful. So, knock, knock, John Paul?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, character.
Hello?
How are you?
Hey, fine. How are you doing?
I'm groovy like a Sunday morning. Shoot. Every day that I get to be ornery is a good day.
Hey. I like that.
So, John,
hey,
do you have...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you first.
No, go ahead. No, I was going to say, do you know what this month is? Do you know what this month is in some circles?
It's for... In my circle, it's... crazy busy nutcase month on top of International Food Allergy Month. What month is it?
In other circles, it's Natural Self-Love Month.
Oh, self-love. Well, I'm all about self. That should be every day. That's every day.
I know, right?
That is every day. Shoot. I give myself times out at least 3 times a day so I can just take a little self-love.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I was just thinking about that. Yes, ma'am.
So, John, you have a unique way of dealing with PR situations, and you are, I would say, effervescent about it. You're not traditional by any extent. So I want you to give us an idea of what your intentions are, what your goals are, and what your successes have been, because it seems like you have a lot of success.
Yes, ma'am. Pretty much what I've noticed is I step into the holistic niche. And from a public relations perspective, I use, of course, traditional public relations, which is press releasing and pitching your stories and your business to reporters. But I also apply direct response copywriting and marketing to your business model, which means that I look at using pretty much make people pull the money out and pay for your products and services as soon as possible. And I apply that to your business model. And then I've got a basic two-tier approach with one is working with people like Ms. Rusty, promoting my clients and myself. And then two, on radio and podcasts. And then two, I use strategic alliances and joint ventures and pretty much piggyback my clientele myself with the who's who's of the markets. And those are my two to three main strategies that I use on that. And then, of course, being in a holistic niche and using the things of the secret and throwing my stuff out to the universe. And if it's supposed to happen, it'll happen. And that's pretty much when you said just a paragraph for my stuff. I sent over like 6,000 pages of other things that I've accomplished. And pretty much that was everything that had happened within the last, how would you say, I would guess probably the last 2 years since 18 when I got my first official paying client, Miss Lisa Musels.com, who does business for women and gets them out in the market. And then I figured out how to do, working with her, I picked up things on the internet such as various energy applications and using those in different breath work and meditations as well as self-love. And pretty much I got my DrMargaretSpeaks.com, which is probably been on your show, I think, or if not, she soon will be. And then everything else from there just took off from history with my 6,000 plus pages that I sent over to you to put up on this blog. But you can only put up a paragraph.
I only put up your contact information. You gave me so much. And blog talk's not that friendly. It's like 250 words. So what inspires you to do what you do?
What inspires me to do what I do? Pretty much ever since, now forgive me for saying this, but this is what the band is called. So let me just say this in advance. I apologize in advance for saying this, but ever since the musical political artist, you've heard of Pussy Riot, right?
Yeah, I love Pussy Riot.
Yeah, Pussy Riot. Ever since Pussy Riot took over the world and she threw out her challenge to have you ever read a book by feminists, I thought to myself, well, knowing how the industry works as far as aliases go, I don't really know if I have or haven't read a book by feminists, but ever since I started studying it and reading it about it, like I never really gave it too much thought because it was just, you know, they said stay away from feminists in college, and so I never didn't know if I did or did not meet one. But make a long story short, pretty much what happened was ever since Pussy Riot took over America, I mean over America and the world, and got Don Juan by Madonna and Hollywood, I pretty much have dedicated my life to pretty much helping women find their place in life and get their messages out there in a win-win sort of way, using energy channeling and things of that nature. So pretty much that's how I got my start in it all, through Pussy Riot. Thank you to all the goddesses and everything out there. Matter of fact, I've got a tremendous, awesome success story. What I can share with you is the goddess religion that started, the original goddess religion, not Starhawk who started the book, Return to the Goddesses, but the one that started the official House of Goddesses religion asked me to help out with their next campaign that they were going to go with. And, yeah, it was huge. That was, I don't know if that was a catfish or whatever, but anyway, whoever did that, that was huge for me, and that was the big one-up to let me know I'm going in the right direction. So, you know, I go pretty good until I run into an instigator that doesn't realize I'm on the same page. And then, you know, so pretty much all my books on Amazon, which are at John Paul, a PR guy on Amazon, pretty much are mostly social media campaigns. And you can tell the ones that are negative because those are when I've usually ran into an instigator and I'm, you know, running off at the mouth trying to make peace in the world and get the negative karma out of me. But pretty much, if you look at my Work With Me book on Amazon, John Paul PR Guy, you can figure out what I'm into. And pretty much, I just dedicated my life to helping out as many people as possible and getting them their dream jobs, kind of like what you're doing, Miss Rusty, and getting them out there in the market. Of course, you know, I can only handle so many clients at a time, but, you know, that's pretty much what I'm working with.
Yeah, it's a fun position to be in, to network and connect with people and connect them with the tools and resources that are available. Whether they utilize them or not, that's not, you know, that's not my bag. But here are your tools. Do what you got to do with them, and or don't, but know that they're there. And so it's a beautiful position to be in, to watch people grow and glow and sparkle and be in their purpose, their drive, their space.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, it really is. Really, it's so much fun to watch people do what they do and to know that you can help out so many people. I've always said, even growing up in other religious traditions, that I felt that I was here to, for a certain few people, to put them on a certain level. And so far, it's working out quite nicely. Even though I've switched my thought processes and belief systems, I still hold true to that core element that I think that everybody, once they wake up and realize what they're really all about, they have a, it's like you go up to whatever the afterlife is, and you're supposed to have a certain amount of reservations of people that you've impacted on planet Earth. And from my understanding, those are supposed to be the people you party with at, on a quasi tongue-in-cheek level, for whatever that means. But there's certain people in your life that you're supposed to impact and help along. And once you figure out what your life gift is and what you're supposed to do, that's what happens.
Well, and I think, you know, for me personally, I've grown into this space where I'm an observer, and I observe and not try not to allow the emotionality of being human get involved too much. But I also see where pieces of the puzzle get to connect, and I feel like I'm pretty gifted in connecting people to the tools that enhance their experience on this big orb that we're surfing.
Yes.
And so it gets, you know, every day that I do this, I get more and more excited because it gives me more faith that we are headed in a positive trajectory, even though if you were to, you know, pay attention to social media and things like that, it might seem as though we're not going into the right direction. But I think spiritually, emotionally, mentally, you know, the greater conscious of the universe is definitely headed into a shift of opening.
You are so right. And to sum up what you just said in another way, I read a beautiful way to say that. They were saying that when the light shines in the dark, all of the negativity and roaches and critters and everything come out in the open and run and hide. And so we're seeing, as they say, the veil lifted from the negativity influx and the positivity shining light down, and whatever the ascension process is, whatever that means. I'm still reading up on and studying that. But whatever that does or doesn't mean, like you said, the positive shift is really happening. And it's just a beautiful thing to be a part of, because at the end of the day, I think most people are positive. Giving whatever, but, you know, it is what it is. Everybody's loving everybody the best way they know how.
And that's exactly it. It's the best way we know how. Whatever guidance and associations we have, those are tools in our belt. But what you and I do on a very creative level is to provide different sets of tools to think about and maybe use if you choose. And that's the fun part.
Yes.
So talk to me a little bit about the surprises that you've had in the PR world, because it's not an easy world. It's almost a love-hate relationship. Doing my own marketing all the years.
You are so right.
You just strangle somebody.
No, you are so right. As we were talking, I just got an email from a guy from working with it. He's got his own very much narrowly minded focus of what he's doing and the things that he's working with, and I appreciate that. Where I really do. But some of my other clients, as far as in trying to spin them into the media and the news and get them out there, it seems like they're more open to some of my tactics and strategies. And yes, he does appreciate what I'm bringing to the table. It's just a matter of he may not be the correct person for us, for he and I to work with each other on his business and getting him, like our his method and my method may not be conducive for each other. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I, as a coach, as a teacher, as a mom, I mean, you know, there are many circumstances in which I have had to go, you know what, you do you, you keep going that way. When you're ready for me, let me know. I'll always be here. And, oh, I'm always going to remain in a supportive position, but not everybody's going to groove into that same level of soul music we've got. And you got to learn to let that go. Money is great, but money that's not, that you're spending more energy making is not worth it in the long run, and that's mm-hmm. huge.
Yeah. So some of my successes that I've got real quickly, and probably ever since I started working with DrMargaretSpeaks.com, when we first started working together, it was going good. We got to know each other. And then right away, I got her on Yitzi Wiener's authority. I got her on Yitzi, the founder, YitziWiener.com, Authority Mag. I got her on Thrive Global. And that all happened within about 3 months of channeling energy and throwing it out to the universe through self-love. And it just happened. And then I got her a write-up on Fupping.com with her book called The Rejection Syndrome, which is on Amazon. She got in the top 18 books that will change your life, and she actually got number 3 in that. And then I picked up one of her friends who were on a show called Miss Marcy, and Miss Marcy Kosis. She's probably already been on your show or is getting ready to be on your show.
I think Miss Marcy is coming up
really
on the show, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's already, I mean, look at that. She got a success story with coming on this Rusty show. She's been on 2 or 3 other shows already, and she's already back up with clientele and doing her thing. And the beautiful thing about Miss Marcy is that she's got this wonderful way. You've heard her by neural beats and meditations or certain energy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she has a way to sing those melodies, and she hits those frequencies, and she's had tremendous success with healing and changing people's lives. And then, of course, I met Miss Janet Lesson, who back in the day, she is amazing. Miss Janet Lesson comes from a tantric perspective, tantric meditations and tantric sex. And she has consulted with Playboy, Hollywood, the who's who's of whatever, NBC, ABC, all the big wigs. She's like 63, 65, 67, something like that. But anyway, she's been around for a while. Right now, she's out in Hawaii, and as a matter of fact, it's 10:17 a.m., which is Central Standard Time in the good old heart of America, and Miss Janet is in bed asleep, dreaming away, running through the cosmos, doing her thing. But if she ever gets on your show, she's amazing, and she has got an amazing way to get things going. And of course, with DrMargaretSpeaks.com, I mean, her successes, I mean, she's from the U.K. She was born during a blitzkrieg. So she was totally turned on from the psychic sixth sense perspective. And, I mean, her she was famous in her 20s and 30s. Yeah, you met her. You talked to her. So, I mean, she is just off the chart with what she does. And so with those successes and throwing them out to the universe through self-love, channeling, energy meditations, and all that gamut, those have been just some of my quick up success stories as well as other things over the years that have just been tremendously off the chart with what I'm doing.
Well, and what's interesting about it is you don't take a conservative approach. You don't take the typical road. You know, you definitely pave your own way, and you support the nuances of the niches that are out there that are actually growing into multi-billion-dollar industries. So,
it's
quite fascinating. It's fascinating to watch the growth in the spiritual development world because, you know, they call it New Age, but it's really original. There's no new
I know,
about
it's so
it.
Much is. It's so much is. And you know what? I was talking with a lot. You are so right. I was talking to a lady online. And matter of fact, I was studying under another lady about intuition. And by the way, the only thing that my mom said I was good at that got me into college was she said I was highly intuitive. I didn't even know what that meant at the time. I just wrote it down. That got me in school. Come back years later, I found this lady online. Who has a program about intuitiveness, and her name is Anna Sace, or Sace, or Sace, I don't know how you pronounce her name, but Anna, SAYCE.com. She has a whole program about intuition, and basically she just says that everybody's born intuitive, everybody's born psychic, everybody's born with the sixth sense. It's just the way that our societies have been working as far as the quote-unquote negative influx and they had programmed us to be more logic-minded and logic-centered on the left side of our brain, and we have not exercised intuitive capabilities like a Steve Jobs or people on that level who acclaim intuition to be one of the highly successful things that have led them on to do what they do. Like Jim Carrey, Transcendental Meditation, and all the Jennifer Aniston, Hollywood loves TM and Transcendental Meditation. But we're looking at it from the everybody's level. Everybody is psychic. Everybody's a witch to a degree. Everybody has different things. And even when you get into the nuances and semantics of it all, it seems like from the quote-unquote Christian circles, they call magic miracles, and everybody else calls miracles magic. And it's all about who you are, aren't really theoretically given the praise and glory to from whichever perspective you're coming from. But you look at other circles and they say it's all the same. So you get all the hem-haws and hem-waws and all that jazz. But at the end of the day, I mean, you got to do what you got to do and get it done. So, you know, that's been the tremendous fun part of doing all this and working through it all.
Well, and I say this all the time. I don't know if you've ever listened to my show before, but it's really fascinating. When I'm up teaching or coaching or I do a panel, I can literally have one sentence and five very different people speak that same sentence, and only a portion of the audience will hear it from the people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
yes, like I was saying,
you're in tune when you're ready to be in tune for the message, and that's just the way it works. And we are so tightly woven to believe that somehow we have control over time, space, and you know, grace, that we don't. And when we learn to unwire that part of our brain, I'm really big about unwiring today, we start accepting that we don't have that control. All we are is a big sack of water floating on a huge rock, hurling into infinity at massive speeds that we can't even calculate. You know? And it's like, whoa, that's really mind-bending. Maybe I should just chill out.
Mm-hmm.
All these beautiful things happen.
You are so right. Thank you. Pass the offering plate. Tip your waitress. Be good to her. She can get – that's Miss Rusty, y'all. That's Miss Rusty. Throw her your dollar bills. Throw her everything. Throw money out. Throw flowers. 1,000 rose petals. Miss Rusty, y'all, let's hear for
her. Yeah. Hurling on the rock of infinity.
Yes. The rock of infinity and beyond.
It's true. It's mind-boggling. And so I do my morning meditations, and I just feel so blessed that I'm in a place where I can really inhale the beauty of the waking up of the world, you know, whereas some people just haven't gotten into that space yet. And everybody, again, listens in their own time, and they hear what they want to hear when they want to hear it, or when they're ready to hear it.
You are so right. I mean, meditation has been one of the biggest amazing things that I have ever discovered. I've been swimming through Amazon, looking for meditation books and reading up on those and testing them out for myself. Matter of fact, I do a 7 chakra meditation, and I found other chakra meditations as well, too. But I really focus on a 7 chakra meditation here on this plane. And when I'm really focused, there's a guy out there called, there's so many writers out there who write about meditation, and they have just the quick ways just to jump into it. And so find the one that resonates with you and go for it. Because at the end of the day, transcendental meditation may not be what you're supposed to be meditating upon. I mean, you may have your own way of doing something. And I read a little bit about transcendental meditation, but because of the process they use, which from my understanding, based on the fact that it has a copyright and a trademark, and looking at asanas and all that stuff, it seems like the process for transcendental meditation is a legally binding copywritten trademark process according to the American rules of dialogue of licenses and trademarks and certifications, being that the materials that he has. So that's why he has what he has, because if you go back and look it up, Mr. Miyashi got actually into some sort of quote-unquote diabolical debate with some other guy from India who actually got kicked out of America and had yes, if you look it up, I mean if you're led to find that, you will find that. But he got into a fight with, not really a fight per se, but he got into a battle with a guy who was doing something similar or a different process. And from what my understanding, it seems like America only, as far as meditation goes, they really support transcendental meditation or whatever process that is happening. Obviously, because Oprah supports it, Jennifer Aniston, Jim Carrey. I mean, they have that whole Harvard supports it. So many people do. But whatever that process is, based on whatever it is, that's a copywritten and trademark. It's like writing a book. If somebody was out there and said the exact same thing that you said in your book, you have legal rights to sue them based on the way that the system is set up. So in a nutshell, right. that's what I mean by his process is copywritten and trademarked, so no one else can come into America with that exact same process and do what they do. You have to kind of piecemeal it together, but you can never say the exact same thing, even if it is the same thing, which may or may not have been what that guy that got kicked out of America happened. But all I know is that some guy got kicked out of America and had to go up to Canada and do his own thing there. But Mr. Mariachi had the backing, of course, you know, the Beatles, Harvard, everybody else. So, you know, that's just what happened so far, whether the results is as they are, but that's what they're working with. So, I mean, it's a beautiful process when you get into it. But it may not, like I'm saying, it may not be the meditation that you're here to do. You may have your own ways of working with the world, which like so many people do.
A friend of mine who I met many moons ago, I met her. She's very tall and just this huge presence. And I met her on a pier. I'm walking down a pier in Portland, Maine, and I see this very tall woman laughing in hysterics, like crazy laugh. Like, you think she's got a shotgun? Mm-hmm. I'm from Miami. Like, what is this crazy white lady laughing like this for? And I go around this truck, and I see all these women lying on the ground laughing in hysterics. And I'm like, okay, this is a satanic cult. What is this? Turns out she teaches laughing yoga, right? I never even heard of it, but what a great experience. I loved it. So I fell in love with her.
Yes.
We've been friends ever since. And she came on the show a couple of weeks ago, and she's now doing, all right, you ready? Mm-hmm. Laughing meditation.
Wow.
That How
is
fun
wild.
Would that
you know,
be? I cannot wait for her to put videos up.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I actually ran into somebody like that online.
Really? I mean, there's
well,
so many forms of meditation.
I don't know if that lady, but somebody. Yeah. Some lady was doing something, but no. Hers was the big O factor. She was using the big O factor to meditation,
but
most of her clients, she was laughing. Yeah, everybody was doing her thing, but she was using the big O and laughter and everything like that. But, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the same lady, but, you know.
No. But the important part of the story was really that, you know, no matter what, there are so many types of meditation out there, and a lot of people don't want to and, you know, do symbols and cross their legs. I'm personally not a leg crosser. I'm a layer downer. I like to lay down. But the point is the quiet and the peace and the just having a time out. I mean, it really is a beautiful time out once you get used to that kind of restful state. And there's tons, oh my gosh, thousands of meditation and subliminal messaging and things like that on YouTube and Pandora and all those places. So there's many ways to get that center, I think. And, you know, I dated a Golden Glove boxer many years ago, and his center was to hit a boxing bag. Like, that's how he got into the zone. Some people run. I have friends that are athoners. That's how they get into the zone. So there's so many ways to quiet yourself, get yourself into a peaceful place so that you can regroup, reconnect, and have fresh eyes, I think.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Pass the offering plate. That's Miss Russi.
Rusty. Oh, no.
Rusty for president. Rusty for president. We have a new champion.
Hey, don't knock it. I am absolutely going to be president one day. I'm telling you.
Was I speaking your life into existence? I mean, come on now. I mean, come on. Get the program.
I'm going to do it.
There's a little self-love. You'll be out there. Come on, do your thing. You can do whatever you want to. It's your world. We're just here.
We're here
to worship you, Miss Rusty. We're just here to worship you and bow down at your feet and give you everything you want.
That's it. My name is Rusty.
Rusty. I'm your number one fan, Rusty.
Oh, good gravy. All right, John. So where do we find you? What's your website?
Sure. You can go to charmwishpr.com. Like, you got a book, you got a business, what's your wish? Charmwishpr.com. And if you work with me, I'll throw in a free case of chocolate wine when you do.
Oh, that's fantastic. I actually recently tried chocolate wine. I was a little hesitant being a wannabe sommelier, and I was impressed. I was rather impressed. It was not too shabby.
And there's over 50 different kinds.
I know.
The process?
Yes, what's your process? So say that somebody's listening and they're like, okay, he's got a good personality. I think I can work with him. What are your expectations? Do you set up a meeting, a phone call, a Zoom?
Sure. Well, what happens first, I send over your PR plan. I have you fill that out so I can get a feel for where you are in the market and what's your network. And then I plug in if you have a website, we work on that. I plug in your keywords for your niche. I do the old traditional 4-hour work week business strategy, which just gets you out there in the world as far as expert status goes. And it's right there in the 4-hour work week if you want to read up on that. And then I just apply, like I said, traditional public relations, which is pitching your story to the press, writing press releases, and then applying direct response marketing to your business model. And then I have a strategic alliance and joint venture process where I analyze your market and your niche, pop a question, do a campaign, and then we just go at it from there. And then I do radio advertising. I mean, not advertising, but radio seminars like this one with Miss Rusty. And we just go at it at the market. And until you come up with a new product or service, we just keep rotating that all around until you're happy.
Do you find that at this time period, the market in at least the podcast world is becoming really saturated? It seems like everybody and their cousin has a podcast now.
You are so right, but you have to get on your hands and knees and thank Miss Coronavirus or Corona Beer Virus for that because Corona Beer Virus, which the anti-serum, by the way, is Corona Beer. The problem is you can't buy Corona beer because they quit selling it and quit making it. So good luck in finding all the other – no, I'm just kidding. That's just a joke. But anyway, no, what happens is coronavirus –
Yeah, jokes, folks.
Yeah. Tip your waitress. Tip Rusty. She'll be good to you. Buy her program.
That's right.
She'll make $1 million. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, people are looking for things to do. As a matter of fact, I just got a program. I'm looking at it right now on how to get on programs like yours. And pretty much he's saying that radio advertising is pretty much the number one. There's like, what do you say, like 50 million or something like that. There's some kind of millions of people out there that listen to the radio, and podcast is like half that, like 25 million or something like that. But if you look at the ways to get your stuff out there get your message out there, you should stick with a captive audience, which is radio and books. Or podcasts. And so if you stick with just those three mediums, radio, podcast, and books, I mean, if you think about it, at the end of the day, those are the only three theoretically things that people actually pay attention to. And as I say, on the average spend down, the people who do and don't have the money, 59 people who usually listen to podcasts, read books, and listen to the radio, on the average are traditionally your movers and shakers, and they have an income on the average of about $59,000 a year. And they're the ones with jobs, and they're the ones paying for everybody to do what they do.
That's the group. That's the segment of the group that's really most intriguing to me, because my audience is dominantly female between 35 and 65. That's generally what my marketplace is. And that's pretty typical mm-hmm. to the living and thriving spirituality, self-help, healing, motivation kind of space. But that 59,000 marker, they're more entrepreneurial, I think. I think they're more business people,
mm-hmm.
more looking at
mm-hmm.
kind of business construct, how to renegotiate leadership skills, that sort of thing. And they haven't really dabbled into
mm-hmm.
the spiritual side quite yet. But I've noticed even in
mm-hmm.
with my numbers since COVID has arrived, my numbers have actually increased with males too. So that's been interesting. So I think they're starting to merge.
Yes.
It's taken a little while.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my friend.
Intuition rocks the game hardcore. So.
Say what?
No, I said women's intuition rocks the game hardcore, so they usually are the movers and the shakers. I mean, they're controlling everything in a family, so you might as well just get behind them, back them, and jump in the game. So, like you're saying, that's how it works. Look at you, Miss Rusty.
Yay! Yay! Ha! So, John, give us one more time where we can reach you, and what are you doing? 5 tips and tricks that you're doing to keep your head out of the negative space and into the productive, reclaiming self, authentic space.
Sure. Like I'm saying, charmwishpr.com. I'm also going through some metaphysical training at the University of Metaphysics, and then I'm jumping into alchemy, and I'm reading the traditional books of all the spiritual self-help gurus, so to speak, and I'm applying all that to charmwishpr.com, my website, and that's pretty much what I'm doing to stay positive is meditating and looking forward to speaking with people like you and working with people like DrMargaretSpeaks.com and all my other clients. Hopefully, if you're listening, you'll be one too.
Yay. Good times.
Yes, ma'am.
Good times. Good times. So, you know, it's really a fun time period for those who can see this space as reclaiming yourself and appreciating the silence and the quiet of not being inundated with tons of busy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I appreciate you taking your time with us and giving us a little education, and hopefully people will reach out to you because I think what
mm-hmm.
the route you're taking is a fun route, and it's not traditional
yes,
by any stretch, but I think it's going to be more productive
mm-hmm.
than traditional.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Rusty. I appreciate you having me on my show, and thank you for allowing my clientele to be on your show as well. Ms. Rusty, number
Absolutely.
One fan. She's not my number one fan. I'm a number one fan. Woo-hoo! Rusty, Rusty, Rusty. Rusty, Rusty,
Rusty. I'll see you on the flip side.
All right. Take care.
Bye. You're listening to Living and
Bye-bye.
Thriving with Rusty, and I'm Rusty, and that was John Paul, the PR guy. And as I stated in the beginning, he has a very effervescent way of treating his clientele, treating people, treating life, and a unique look at marketing and PR strategies, which I think he is onto something because most marketing agencies, they don't really spice things up and get you out there. Above the noise is what I call it in the marketing world. Some of the takeaways we've had in the last couple of weeks is what's your passion? Find your passion. John clearly is very passionate about what he does, and he shows it, and that's exciting, and that's invigorating for those who are listening. Write a mission statement. This was one of my favorite takeaways this week was write a mission statement, something that you read to yourself when you wake up, before you get out of bed, and something you read to yourself before you go to bed. And this way, you are rewiring your mind to believe in what you really, really want in your heart and soul. Do something creative. There's always something in the house, pandemic or no pandemic, to glue together, staple together, tape together, sew together, I don't know, lick and put on a window. There's something creative you can figure out to do, and it's fun, and it's healing, and it's meditative. What are you doing to be of service at this time? You know, I'm really big about sending people postcards and letters, personalized. They can't read my writing. Nobody can, but that's okay. At least they got a card through the mail, and I helped the post office. That's a win-win in my book. Gratitudes and blessings. What are you doing for gratitudes and blessings? And vacation time is over. Routines are super important right now. Get up, get dressed, and act as though you're ready to take on the world. Grab the world by its lapels and say, hey, I'm here. And I own you. That's my excitement for the day. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. I love you. You're beautiful. Thanks for sharing, because sharing is caring. That's how the show has increased exponentially. And again, I have about 153 guests to wrap up this crazy ride in 2020. And don't forget to check out my Your Own University Masterclass at the end of the month and in August, as well as my new YouTube vlog series, which has been a lot of fun, traipsing around the world, frolicking, as it were. Be good, be kind, do something beautiful. Until next time.
Living and thriving with Rusty.